Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. This is lesson 41, and it's the first lesson in level 2 of our course. Level 2, in a sense, is going back to the beginning, but looking at things in a grammatical way. So you're going to be learning how to construct phrases yourself, rather than just concentrating on learning and memorizing phrases that, in a sense, we've done until now. Today, we're going to be looking at conjugating regular verbs, in this case, the regular AR verbs in the present tense. So you'll be learning the six forms of the verb, the yo part, the tú part, the él or ella part, the nosotros part, the vosotras part, and the ellos part. And that will all make much more sense when you listen to the lesson. So I hope you enjoy the lesson. So to begin with in this lesson, I'm going to ask you a question, Cara. It's a question that you've not probably heard before, but something that you'll probably understand if you can piece together the various parts of this sentence. The question is, ¿qué haces durante el fin de semana? ¿Qué haces durante el fin de semana? Now, let's see if you can work out what that means from the different words included in this sentence. First of all, the word ¿qué?
What?
Yeah, it's what. So, ¿qué haces? Now, haces, going by the spelling rules that you're already aware of, how do you think you spell haces?
A-C-E-S.
Okay, it could be that. A-C-E-S. You got the C there correct, because the haces, it's got a T-H sound in Spanish, although if we were in Latin America, that would be said as haces, haces. Now, if you think about that word, haces, que haces, in actual fact, there's a silent H at the beginning of that word. Haces is spelled H-A-C-E-S, and it's impossible to know that, other than recognising that word that you may have come across before. You've not necessarily seen haces, but you will have seen hace. For example, in the phrase hace sol. What does that mean?
It's sunny.
It's sunny, yeah. Hace sol, although it means it's sunny, it literally means it does sunshine. So hace means it does. Or in some cases, it could mean he does or she does. For example, hace mucho trabajo. He does lots of work. Or she does lots of work. Hace. So if I'm asking you, ¿qué haces?
What do you do?
Yeah, exactly. ¿Qué haces? Or in Latin America, ¿qué haces? ¿Qué haces? And then the end of the sentence was, durante el fin de semana. Durante.
During.
Durante, during, el fin de semana. Now, you'll know the word semana.
Does it mean the week?
The week, yeah. And the fin de semana?
The end of the week.
The end of the week.
The weekend.
The weekend, exactly. ¿Qué haces durante el fin de semana?
¿Qué haces durante el fin de semana?
Muy bien. Can we all repeat that together? ¿Qué haces durante el fin de semana?
¿Qué haces durante el fin de semana?
Okay, so in this week's lesson, we're going to be answering that question by using some words like, for example, I work, I do, I go out, I spend, I speak. All these words are present tense verbs. And in this case, they're the I part, the part referring to yourself. So let's take, for example, during the weekend, I work in a restaurant. So, I work would be?
Trabajo.
Excellent. You remember that back from when we were talking about our jobs, way back in Unit 1, I think. Trabajo means I work. Now, trabajo is also the noun for work. For example, el trabajo. El trabajo means the work or the job. But trabajo means I work. So, repeat that. Trabajo.
Trabajo.
Muy bien. Now, can you then say that you work in a restaurant, Cara?
Trabajo en un restaurante.
¿Trabajas en un restaurante?
Sí, trabajo en un restaurante.
Okay, so I asked Cara there, ¿trabajas en un restaurante? Using the as ending for you, the tú form, which is, of course, the informal form. So if Cara says, trabajo, I work, I'm asking Cara, do you work? ¿Trabajas? So trabajo.
Trabajo.
¿Trabajas?
¿Trabajas?
So that's I work and you work. Now, you may also want to ask someone, do you work in the formal form? And the formal form is trabaja.
Trabaja.
And that would be usted trabaja en un restaurante.
Usted trabaja en un restaurante.
Okay, so we've got trabajo, trabajas, trabaja.
Trabajo, trabajas, trabaja.
Muy bien. Now, the trabaja part there can also be used for he or she. So, for example, if I'm telling our listeners, Cara works in a restaurant during the weekend, I would say, Cara trabaja en un restaurante durante el fin de semana. Cara trabaja. Trabaja meaning she works. So we've got trabajo, which means
I work.
Trabajas.
You work.
And trabaja.
You formal work, he works or she works.
Exactly, well done. So trabaja, this third part, can mean those three things. And it depends on the context. Obviously, if I said, esta es mi amiga Cara, trabaja en un restaurante. So this is my friend Cara, trabaja, she works in a restaurant. It's obvious there that trabaja means she works. Now, we have come across these patterns before, and what we're going to do in this program is extend the patterns so that we can talk about anyone. So we've got I work, you informal work, he or she, or indeed you formal, works. And then let's add in we work. Now, we, the we form, is something again that we've come across once or twice. And the ending for that is amos.
Amos.
So we work is trabajamos.
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 Now, when you're learning verbs, the next part that you need to look at is the you plural form. And this in Spanish is slightly complicated because in Spain there is a form called vosotros or vosotras. And that's the you plural informal version. And the ending is ais. So, trabajáis.
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 Trabajáis, yeah. Now, trabajáis is the informal plural version. If you're speaking to a group of people that you know, people who are the same age as you, trabajáis. The other possibility is that you would be talking to a group of people who perhaps are older than you or to whom you want to be respectful. And in that case, you would use the sixth form of the verb, and that is trabajan.
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 So trabajan is the plural formal version, and also in many parts of Latin America, the standard plural version. So in lots of parts of Latin America, trabajáis isn't used, and you say trabajan instead, regardless of whether people are wanting to be formal or informal. So trabajan.
Trabajan.
Now, trabajan also means they work. So, trabajan, again, for they work. Trabajan.
Trabajan.
Muy bien. Now, let's think about this. In English, we have work, as in I work, you work, they work, we work, and we have works, as in he works and she works. So there are two different forms in English. In Spanish, unfortunately, you have six different forms. But of course, because of the ending, you can tell exactly who is doing the working. So if I say trabajas, you know immediately that I'm talking about
you.
You, yeah, in the informal version. So trabajas would be
you work.
Yeah. And if I say trabajamos,
we work.
If I say trabajan,
they work, or you work, plural formal.
Exactly. Muy bien. So let's think about this a little more. We're going to go through the whole verb. We're going to conjugate the verb in its six parts. If, again, just to mention, if you're concentrating on Latin American Spanish, then you might not want to bother about the fifth part in here. But obviously, we are teaching Spanish to cover a sort of international audience, and therefore we will be covering the vosotros or the vosotras part, the you plural informal. So let's run through the whole verb from trabajo right through to trabajan. And it's six parts. Here goes. Trabajo.
Trabajo.
Trabajas.
Trabajas.
Trabaja.
Trabaja.
Trabajamos.
Trabajamos.
Trabajáis.
Trabajáis.
Trabajan.
Trabajan.
Muy bien. Let's do it one more time. Trabajo.
Trabajo.
Trabajas.
Trabajas.
Trabaja.
Trabaja.
Trabajamos.
Trabajamos.
Trabajáis.
Trabajáis.
Trabajan.
Trabajan.
Perfecto. Excelente. Now, the good thing about this is that you can see, use this same pattern with lots and lots and lots of other verbs. So let's use another example here. Cara, can you give me another example of something that you might do at the weekend?
The verb bailar.
And bailar would mean?
To dance.
Yeah, okay. So bailar is to dance. So how would you say, Cara, I dance?
Bailo.
Bailo. Mm-hmm, muy bien. Bailo. How would you say you dance, the informal singular version?
Bailas.
Bailas. Bailas. Muy bien. And if I were talking about Cara dancing, I would say Cara dances, Cara.
Baila.
Baila. Baila. So that's bailo, bailas, baila. Let's go on and think about we dance.
Bailamos.
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 That's it. Now, you may be familiar with a song, I think it was Enrique Iglesias who did the song, and it sort of went like, bailamos, and I'll not sing anymore. But the stress in that almost was on the mos, but that's totally wrong. It's obviously going with the music there, but normally you would say bailamos.
Bailamos.
In comparison to bailo, bailas, baila, bailamos.
Bailo, bailas, baila, bailamos.
That's it. Now, can you go on and say the you plural form?
Bailéis.
Bailáis.
Bailáis.
Bailáis. Bailamos, bailáis.
Bailamos, bailáis.
And bailáis means you all dance, you plural informal dance in Spain. Bailáis.
Bailáis.
And to say they dance or you plural formal dance?
Bailan.
Bailan. Muy bien. Now, it's really important that you get the stress right here. The first three, the stress is bailo, bailas, baila. Then the fourth and fifth, you have bailamos, bailáis. And then the last one's back to the first stress again. Bailan. Bailo, bailas, baila. Bailamos, bailáis, bailan. Okay, so what we're going to do now is add in a couple more verbs that work exactly the same way here. And the first of these is pasar.
Pasar.
And pasar means to spend or to pass. So paso tiempo con mi familia.
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 So again, paso, can go, paso, pasas, pasa, pasamos, pasáis, pasan.
Paso, pasas, pasa, pasamos, pasáis, pasan.
Yeah, just always remember that the stress is on the first syllable in parts 1, 2, 3 and 6. Paso, pasas, pasa and pasan at the end. Okay, so paso tiempo con mi familia. What does that mean?
I spend time with my family.
Exactly. I spend time with my family. Or you could equally say con mis amigos.
With my friends.
Yeah. What other kind of things would you perhaps do with your friends?
Talk, chat with your friends.
Yeah, exactly. So chatting with your friends. You could use different words here. You could say, I speak. So I speak, you already know.
Hablo.
Hablo. Hablo with my friends.
Con mis amigos.
Hablo con mis amigos.
Hablo con mis amigos.
How would you say, do you speak with your friends?
Hablas con tus amigos?
Muy bien. Hablas con tus amigos?
Hablas con tus amigos?
Tus, meaning your, in the informal version. Hablas con tus amigos?
Hablas con tus amigos?
And we could go on and continue with this and say, habla, he or she speaks. Hablamos, we speak. Habláis, you plural speak, and hablan, they speak. Let's take a different verb, another chatting, talking verb. And chatting, in fact, is slightly different in Spain in comparison to certain parts of Latin America. You can use the word charlar, charlar in Spain. Charlo, charlas, charla.
Charlo, charlas, charla.
Charlamos, charláis, charlan.
Charlamos, charláis, charlan.
Yeah, and that's to chat. Charlar, to chat. So, charlo, I chat. Charlo con mis amigos.
Charlo con mis amigos.
And in Latin America, you would be more likely to say platicar. Platicar, to chat in Latin America. Platicar.
Platicar.
So, platico.
Platico.
Platicas.
Platicas.
Platica.
Platica.
Platicamos.
Platicamos.
Platicáis.
Platicáis.
Platican.
Platican.
Okay, just watch your stress in that one because it's platico, platicas, platica, and platican. So slightly confusing, perhaps. Okay. The important thing that you should remember from today's lesson is that there are these six different parts of a verb. And again, just to mention that in Latin America, you probably don't need to worry too much about the fifth part. But it's good to recognise it anyway, whether you're listening or whether you're reading Spanish, and you recognise that that ice ending is the you plural form. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.